got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, well, well, well. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Snapping together the Lego blocks of home ownership so good folks like you can have a better shot at the American dream. Just to let you know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate, Education, and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting home owners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Thank you so much for joining us today. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors have informed me that this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call REACH and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. All right, coming up on today's show, Simone Griffin joins us from Washington, D.C. with the latest news and information from Home Free USA and the Reach Radio special membership offer exclusively for you. Our radio listeners will save you money with this valuable package. Then, after the news, Sarah Edelman chimes in with some housing policy tips from the Center for American Progress. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, we're going to take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now Reach Radio's random voice of wisdom and full-time news prognosticator, Steve Cody. Steve, what's the headlines?
Thank you, Alan. Americans 62 years of age and older now have more equity in their homes than at any time since mid-2008. Over the past 2 years, the aggregate home equity held by Americans over the age of 62 grew 12.5% to a total of $3.34 trillion. Ooh. Students and staff from Florida Career College in Margate, the construction crew from Habitat for Humanity in South Palm Beach County, future homeowners, and a bunch of volunteers got together recently to assist in building 5 homes for local families in need. And there's a whole bunch of crime in the news today. 2 Florida men were sentenced in U.S. District Court in Boston to 7 years in prison for running a $4 million scheme that defrauded thousands of homeowners who were facing financial difficulties, including the foreclosure of their homes. Federal prosecutors in New York have turned their focus to PNC Financial Services Group, asking the companies to surrender records on its lending practices for government-backed loans and investigating whether the bank facilitated consumer fraud by merchant and payment processors. And California's Attorney General announced the arrest of 7 suspects who've been charged in a mortgage fraud scheme that cheated more than 1,550 homeowners seeking loan modification services during California's foreclosure crisis. And now some good news. Florida home prices have now risen every month for the past 2 years. The median sale price for single-family existing homes last month was $169,900. That's up 13.3% year-on-year. And the median apartment price was $131,200. That's up 17.2% annually. And we'll call that story Get While the Getting Is Good.
Great, great. Thanks for the headlines there. All right. When we return, our first guest joins us from Home Free USA in Washington, D.C. That's the same city that hosts the northeast corner of the White House. So stay with us. There's more energy in this show than all the other shows combined. We mixed it up that way on purpose. Here comes that bell.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about an all-new program that Reach has just for you, our listeners. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are 10 homeownership classes included in Reach's annual membership program, and they average between $25 and $35 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit card checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all of these valuable educational programs, you would pay more normally $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard that right, $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach membership educational program at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. The information gained by these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, joining us on the phone today from Washington, D.C. is Simone Griffin. Simone is the Director of Affiliate Relations with Home Free USA, where she oversees compliance, federal and private funding regulation, and is a congressional advocate for 57 affiliate organizations nationwide. We are proud to say that Reach just happens to be one of those affiliates, helping families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Simone, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you all?
Well, we're doing great. Glad to have you in there with us. And, you know, Pat Tracy's in there with us, too. Pat, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow,
Wait to hear Simone, and we so appreciate what Home Free USA does for Reach in this area. So I had to get on the line also.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to have a party, I think.
You sure will.
Well, you know, Simone, today is International Women's Day. It's been observed since the early 1900s. Every year on March 8th, thousands of events are held throughout the world to inspire women and celebrate their achievements. So invitation of this celebration, would you mind sharing with our audience your own personal success story?
Well, on a personal level, I don't know how much of a success it is, but I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C., and actually Home for USA is a family business.
Yeah.
So we have been, as a family, not me specifically, we've been in the mortgage industry for over 40 years, and Home for USA was started in 1995 by my parents. And they, as I said, they've been in the mortgage industry for years, but they did see a major gap in servicing, transitioning renters who were fully qualified to be home buyers into home ownership. That wasn't happening, and mainly because the home buyers or the renters at the time just did not know what to do, mm-hmm. and how to work. So that's where Home for USA is. I came in from a pseudo policy career before that into home ownership, and I've been here ever since. Other than a few short stints, I've been pretty much holding it down at Home Free.
Well, as a woman, you feel like that your success is based on what?
Let me answer that. Simone's success is based on hard work. She is one of the hardest workers in Washington, D.C. She's always there for the affiliates. I get emails from Simone at 1 and 2 in the morning. One time, 3 in the morning. I ask her when she sleeps. But she's a very hard worker and an advocate for women's rights, but not just women's rights, for homeowners, for renters, for any need that comes up, Simone's there. So that's why she's successful.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I do. It sounds way better coming from her, Alex. I'll say yes. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anybody that stays up at 3 o'clock in the morning and works is a friend of mine. I'm right there with you. I understand you have a student loan program that you'd like to tell us about.
Well, it's not so much a student loan program, but we are really noticing more and more student loans are eroding the opportunities for homeownership. I mean, it's a very, very tough thing to focus on, and the truth be told, the U.S. is a country that's really focused on higher education. So this is not a, just for lack of a better term, this is just, it's not a stupid loan or anything like that. These are people who are going for the best that they know how, but it's still very expensive and it's still eroding the hallmark of home ownership. I mean, you're just not going to be able to get in there. And so what we are working on at Home for USA, as well as REACH and other agencies throughout the country, is what can we do to minimize student loans in terms of not so much like we know you're not going to pay for it, but how do we bridge the gap to where home ownership is not being completely eroded by the cost of education? And that's something that we're really talking to different experts. We focus on homeownership, but obviously we do credit counseling as well. And so we started talking to other credit counseling organizations as well as groups on the Hill, because this is a real problem right now. It's a real issue.
Right.
One great thing that is coming is that more and more the government and other student loan experts are really trying to encourage people to come in and get counseling. So this is one of those that we're starting to do, and we're really talking to other agencies about, is starting to try to do a pre-student loan counseling, something that will let students know it's not that you're walking into a bad debt, but let's just make sure we understand what it happens when you sign up for this.
Right. Well, you're getting into a debt before you even finish school, and then comes home ownership, and you go, well, I'm already in debt. And that can be a problem. You know, I think jobs might help out. They were saying the other day that somebody had a roadmap to jobs, and the younger kids were going, what's a roadmap? Because they use GPSs now. You know?
Yeah, that is probably true. And what's also true, it's interesting, and I'm sure Pat can attest to this as well, I was talking to one of our homeownership advisors, and they were saying, you know, good or bad, depending on how you look at it, those with the highest amount of student loans are also those that make the most amount of money, which is great. You know, we're talking to nurses and doctors and everything, and that's great. But still, even those high-income people are so being eroded that, you know, that's a huge market that we could be tapping into. If you know all of these different medical people, and just as an example, and if they can't buy, I mean, how does that help our homeownership situation in the country?
Right, absolutely. And we also see, as you just heard Steve say, that the home prices are going up, which is good. It's balancing itself back out. So now you even have higher priced homes. If you didn't get to take advantage of the homes when they were very, very low priced, well, now our economy's starting to come back around. And you're right. Yeah. We need some sort of a solution.
Right. I saw in the paper this morning that President Obama was in Fort Lauderdale yesterday, and he's trying to push for 10% being the largest amount for student loans that anyone would have to pay of their income, whatever their income happens to be. So I know that that's a little bit of the activity that's going on at the Hill also, Simone. Just a little bit. That would help some. But like you said, with the higher earners, 10% is quite a bit, and it's hard to work with that.
Right. It's very, very tough.
What have you found? What's the average cost for education these days? What's the amount of the loan that they're taking out?
If I recall correctly, the average cost, and Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, is around $60,000 per year.
Yeah, that's what we thought, $60,000 to $80,000.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want to do. I think my dentist got one of those $60,000 loans, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. But, you know, one thing that people are starting to do, and a lot of financial counselors or advisors would suggest, is starting to go to community college. Because community colleges really have a lot of good knowledge. I mean, their education curriculum is typically pretty good. So going there and then transferring over to a four-year college after the first 2 years, it tremendously cuts down the amount of student loans you're paying. And then if you transfer to a state college, that makes it even less expensive versus going to a four-year private college. Now, I'm not advocating one way or the other, but that is a thought as to how to cut the cost of colleges.
And that's good advice, too. I know this guy who's putting his granddaughter through college, and,
mm-hmm.
Of course, she wanted to go to one of the Ivy League colleges, and I told her, no, you're going to have to go to a community college because that's all right. I can afford.
Right.
Maybe I should talk to you about a loan, right?
You told her no.
Yeah, oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I said go to a community college, and it does. It makes sense because they do have a good curriculum. So, how do we get into a student loan? I mean, how does that work? Is that something you guys do?
No, we do not do student loans. What you would go online, and I believe you apply through FAFSA. Look, just as easy as getting a credit card as it is to get a student loan. So that's a relatively simple thing. And, of course, when you graduate from high school and when you're going to the colleges give you access to anything that can access those loans for you. And there are also two different types of loans. There are the loans that pay you directly, and then there are the loans that pay schools directly.
Right.
And I believe that there is a difference in cost. And quite frankly, and I don't know the nuances and logistics of all of this, but one thing I can probably say is, one issue with college-age students across the board is they still haven't necessarily learned how to manage money. So when you get these student loans and now you're getting, it's almost like the loan company is saying, well, how much do you need? And you say $10,000, even though your school for that term may be $7,000, people don't realize that $3,000 that they're just taking out willy-nilly, not because they really need it, but because it's almost like a blank check. And that's another
exactly.
big issue that, of course, hurts you in the long term. And a lot of students do this. They
right.
just take money out and just not realizing it. So that's a big thing that we really have to try to educate our kids on. Mm. You know, if you're going to have to do this, do as little as possible.
Right. And that's what you teach in your courses.
Yep.
And listen, we have to take a pause for the cause right now. You mind hanging over until after the break?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, when we return, Simone Griffith will give us a forecast on what's to come in 2014 for Home Free USA and their favorite Home Free affiliate, Reach. So changing that channel won't help because it'll only cost the loss of programming. So who would want to do such a thing? Hang on, we'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
I know you have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. holding together the telephone wires connecting West Palm Beach to Washington, D.C. And on the other end is the Director of Affiliate Relations with Home Free USA, Simone Griffin. Thanks for hanging on through the break.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, it was a good break. Hey, what's it like up in Washington, D.C. today? Rainy, wet, or snow?
That usually is all our three. But no, it's actually sunny and relatively warm, you know, 50s. 50s for us is very warm these days.
50s. We're not going to the beach at that weather, I can tell you that. Hey, you know,
yeah.
we've been in this so-called housing recession for more than 6 years now, and it started in 2007 and escalated in 2008, and by 2009, everyone knew the definition of short sales and foreclosures. So is there a light at the end of this tunnel, or is that just an oncoming train?
Well, in terms of home prices, yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think people overall are seeing their prices go up. As you all said earlier, Florida is doing a great job. And I have to say, Florida has really been very aggressive in turning the tide in their homeownership issues over the last couple of years. So they're doing a great, great job there. Other markets are seeing steady increases, especially the ones that were hardest hit. But I do have to go back to the student loan discussion.
Okay.
Because that is the thing that is stopping a lot of people from buying. And then you have investors that are coming in, you know, because they can pay cash for these homes. And they come in and they take it and then they drive the price up higher. These are two things that really have an impact. And let me say, there is such a thing as a social investor. So we're not saying all investors are bad investors. What we're saying is that this is yet another threat on top of the student loan threat. So we really have to take a very concerted effort at home ownership and making sure that people understand that, listen, now is the best time because prices are set to rise, student loans are set to rise, and so let's go ahead and let's do this now while we can, while we're in the best time, I should say.
How does that fare on a national basis? Is it the same everywhere, or is it just a specific area?
Well, I think the circumstances we just discussed are pretty much the same everywhere.
Right.
What is different is the cost of living. Where I am in Washington, the cost of living is just skyrocketing. It's almost ridiculous. In New York, it's the same thing. South Florida's, cost of living is relatively decent. I mean, it's a great cost of living, honestly, but you will still see that rising home value. Mm-hmm. And you will also see the rising cost of student loans. So some things are universal. What is not, though, is the affordability of homes currently.
Right. So let me get this clear and so I can understand. You're saying that with the student loan piled on top of the price of the house, that's what's making it difficult for younger people to get into the housing market? Am I reading that right?
Basically, yes. When lenders look at you, they look at your profile, they show that you make a certain amount of money. So the question is, okay, well, based on the amount of money that Simone makes, how likely is it going to be, based on her other financial obligations, that she can pay this loan back? And so it's one thing if Simone has no student loan debt, because then it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, she's got this amount of money. She'd be more than fine to take out a mortgage. Our risk is limited with this. But then if Simone has student loan debt totaling, let's say, $100,000,
sure,
and she only makes $40,000 a year, then it's going to be very, very tough for a lender to feel like, oh, okay, well, she can manage $100,000 student loan debt in addition to a mortgage loan.
Right. All right. So you've got counseling that will help the students understand a little bit more about that. And I guess to learn more about the Home Free USA and the good work Simone does up there in Washington and around the states here, you can log on to their website at www.homefreeusa.org. Is there a phone number that they could call?
Absolutely. 301-891-8255. 400. Again, I'll repeat, 301-891-8400.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by and spending your Saturday with us. We appreciate it. And we'll have you back again. You know that for sure, right?
I'm looking forward to it. This is always a great time. Thank
you.
Right.
Thank you so much. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Sarah Elderman joins us for an in-depth discussion about the good work they do at the Center for American Progress and how they help folks like you and me. Then we'll have some real stories from real Reach clients with their special needs that were satisfied by Reach counselors. And now, live from the WBZT studios, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflected news guy, Steve Cody. Steve, expand on the headlines, will you?
Thank you, Alan. Americans 62 years and older have more equity in their homes than at any time since mid-2008, according to new numbers that just came out. They call those numbers the RMMI. It's updated quarterly and tracks back to the start of 2000. In the third quarter of 2013, the RMMI reached a high level, the highest level since the third quarter of 2008. It's now risen for six straight quarters. Over the past 2 years, the aggregate home equity held by Americans over the age of 62 grew by 12.5% to a total of $3.34 trillion. Over the long term, home equity has proven to be a very valuable resource. The collective home equity of Americans 62 or older grew by 83.7% since they started keeping track back in 2000. Students and staff from Florida Career College in Margate, the construction crew from Habitat for Humanity of South Palm Beach County, future homeowners, and volunteers all got together to assist with building five homes for local families in need, from installing window panels and painting exteriors and interiors to laying down floors and building homes using pre-built frames. Volunteers had the opportunity to work hands-on with professional construction crews while learning about poverty housing issues and the options that Habitat offers to families and communities, as well as solutions to those problems. Since established in 1991, Habitat for Humanity of South Palm Beach County has empowered more than 113 families in the community to achieve their dream of eventually owning a safe and decent and affordable home. More than 100 families have benefited from their home repair program as well. California's Attorney General has announced the arrest of seven suspects who've been charged in a mortgage fraud scheme that defrauded some 1,500 homeowners seeking loan modification services during California's foreclosure crisis. Also, federal prosecutors in New York have turned their focus to PNC Financial Services. They've asked the company to surrender records on their lending practices for government-backed loans and investigating whether the banks might have facilitated consumer fraud by merchant and payment processors. The company told investors Monday they are cooperating. And with family members and friends looking on, two Florida men were sentenced in district court in Boston to 7 years in prison for running a $4 million scheme that defrauded thousands of homeowners who were facing financial difficulties, including the foreclosure of their home. The pair, Christopher Godfrey of Delray Beach and Dennis Fisher of Highland Beach, set up a company called Homeowner Protection Economics that erroneously promised struggling homeowners pre-approval for federally funded mortgage modification. They charged up to $2,000 up front for that service. And a group of more than 80 organizations asked this week for federal regulators to address the issue of Wall Street buying up single-family homes in a bid to rent them out and bundle the rents into securities. That letter that was sent on Tuesday said investors' cash flooding into neighborhoods is beating out traditional buyers and displacing tenants and pushing dramatic changes on communities. And tonight, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, the party of the year, the big one. This is it. This is the gala. It is the mayor's ball. And I understand that our own host, the housing jefe, Alan, is dusting off his black tie.
Sure, you bet.
This is for the Homeless Coalition of the Palm Beaches. Seriously, it is a big deal. It helps a lot of people, and it is the event of the year. The list of dignitaries who are going to be there, yourself excluded, is real impressive.
Well, it's going to be a pretty dang good time. You know, plus we're helping out a good cause. You know, the homeless. That's a plight that no one wants to go down. So, you know, if you want to attend that event, you can go to their website at www.homelesscoalitionpbc.org. PBC, obviously, Palm Beach County. It's homelesscoalitionpbc.org, or you may call them at 561-380-6880 and ask for tickets. You know, they have a silent auction and all that good stuff.
And a great dinner and dancing. And
absolutely. They call it their Bedazzled.
Dignitaries.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Rub elbows with the the mayor, the county mayor of Palm Beach County.
And, folks, it is tonight, so it would be a good idea to do that right now.
Yeah, again, that number, 561-308-6880, or homelesscoalitionpbc.org. All right, joining us on the phone right now from Washington, D.C., is Sarah Edelman, an analyst in the Economic Policy Department of the Center for American Progress, focusing on housing, finance, and policy. She worked on economic and consumer finance issues in the office of Senator Sherrod Brown and is a graduate intern with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Sarah, welcome to Reach Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks. Great to be here. Thanks, Rick.
Well,
thanks, Alan.
Rick's the other guy sitting next to me. That's all right. But, you know, we were just talking with Simone Griffin up in Washington, D.C., and I'm just wondering why we have so much activity from the Capitol today. And you don't know that. That was a rhetorical question. So, so you earned your bachelor's degree in history from George Washington University, and you're currently pursuing a master's degree in public management at the University of Maryland. So other than the 22-minute crawl on I-495, where do you find all the time to get that done?
Well, Alan, there have been some exciting developments in my bio. I finally finished that grad degree.
Oh, good.
So I'm now a proud graduate of the University of Maryland and can really dedicate most of my time to my work and other fun things.
What does the Center for American Progress do? What kind of work are they? What kind of housing policies are you working on, I guess?
Yeah, so the Center for American Progress is a nonpartisan think tank here in D.C., and basically, we research and promote strategies to try and help our nation face some of the biggest challenges that we're facing. And we cover a broad range of issues from energy and national security to economic policy, housing, student loans. And I'm a policy analyst that I work on housing policy. And, you know, while our housing market is recovering, we all know we're not out of the woods yet. There are many families still at risk of foreclosure, having trouble finding an affordable place to rent, and, you know, trying to figure out how they'll ever get back into the housing market. And so, you know, we research ways and policies to try and address these challenges.
Right. I know you wrote an article. I saw it on the website there. You were speaking about what stabilization does for women in families. How's that work?
Well, you know, what we've been talking about a lot is, you know, what stable housing really means for women and families. We have, you know, in honor of International Women's Day, women are now 40% of families now have women as their primary breadwinners. So they're either, you know, making most of the money for their household or really the sole income earner for their household. And you know, they are focused on making sure their families are living in safe and stable places, healthy environments where their kids won't get sick. They want to make sure that, you know, their kids have access to good schools and transportation, because they know that the quality of their home really can influence so many other factors in their lives. So, you know, that's basically, you know, a home is more than just where you get your mail each day, essentially.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where the heart is, and that's why I think you see women are among the fastest group of first-time home buyers in our country.
Absolutely.
Because they really care where they are setting up shop.
Well, you know, 40% seems like a low number. Maybe down here in South Florida might be a little higher, but I know women work pretty darn hard. And, you know, of course, we talk about the equal pay and equal opportunity and all that. And why not? I mean, if you do the work, then you should get paid for it. So, and then again, that helps you bring about that stable home. And when you're in a stable situation, of course, life is better. And you work better and you think better. And is that right? At least that's what I read in your report.
Absolutely. You know, the benefits of having an affordable, stable place to live are really, you know, it's hard to find a point on it. And unfortunately, it's becoming more and more elusive for women and families. We've got the percentage of low-income families that are spending way too much of their income each month on their housing grew by 43% during the recession. So now, you know, the HUD estimates that 8.5 million low-income families are paying more than half of their income on rent or living in substandard housing or both. And so, you know, when you've got those kinds of statistics, you know, it's really difficult to even think about spending money on some of the other things that keep life stable.
Right. Well, maybe that's why you say, you know, you've found that there's a link between the home you live in and your health. Is that like a financial link? Is that what you're talking about? You spend so much money on other things, you can't afford good health care? Is that it, or
well,
are there other issues?
You know, even just your actual, the place of how the place where you live influences your actual health, even besides health care. 21.8 million people in this country suffer from asthma, and about 20% of those cases are attributable to mold in your home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, low-income families are more likely to find themselves in homes that have mold or lead. So even beyond some of the health care, the being able to afford health care, the actual physical home you live in can influence your health.
Wow. Why is it so difficult for low to moderate income women to obtain home ownership? I mean, it seems like that would be an easy thing to do today.
Well, you know, we have a few things going on. First, during the recession, everyone took a financial hit. And so getting together that down payment for a home is increasingly difficult. And on the conventional loan market, you can still, working with programs like yours and, you know, going through HUD, you can still find you can still get a low down payment mortgage. But just going out in the conventional market, increasingly, you need to have 20% to put down on a home. And the average family, it's going to take over 20 years to save.
Yeah,
the mortgage market is very tight.
Right.
And then apart from that, and Simone alluded to this in her segment, cash buyers, and you've got investors coming in who are buying up a lot of the existing inventory. In Miami, in some months last year, 70% of homes were bought in all cash. So if you are a family that was able to get a mortgage, then trying to go up against an investor who comes in with all cash, it's really hard.
Right.
So those are some of the constraints.
And then the banks, of course, they're holding back inventory, so that causes a supply and demand issue, so the prices go up, and I believe that's how they designed it, so sure. And it's not like in 2006 and 7 when you could walk in with 1% and sometimes no percent down and get yourself into a home. So they've tightened up the regulations.
And that's right. And, you know, it's a good thing they've tightened up the regulations. I think it's, you know, nobody wants to get into a mortgage that they can't afford, and with terms that are going to be predatory or harmful, or, you know, you get into a mortgage and all of a sudden your payments explode a year into it. So it's good that we're having a more tightly regulated mortgage market. But you know, the pendulum has swung a little bit into the wrong direction in terms of how accessible credit is, but banks could be lending more, and there are a lot of creditworthy families who could make those monthly mortgage payments that may not be able to put up a 20% down payment, and that's okay. And we need to figure out how we can serve those borrowers.
Well, you know, not to be shamelessly promoting ourselves, but I believe REACH has some programs that can help people out with your down payment. And maybe you should think about calling the good folks at REACH, and we all know that phone number. But I know you work on policies, and you're up there in a cool think tank. How cool is that? You get paid for thinking, right?
It's pretty. It is. It's first off, I love that word, think tank. It conjures a nice little image there. But it is. It's a pretty nice job to be able to research and try and find ways to push forward policies in D.C. That will hopefully make life easier for families across the country.
Right. Speaking of policies, you know, what type of policies do you support to make it easier for low to moderate income women obtain safe, healthy, and affordable housing?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the first step right now is to shore up the safety net. There have been a lot, you know, since as I mentioned during the recession, we have so many more families that are really on the brink, and so many more. So single moms, one in four single moms pays over half of her income each month on rent, leaving very little to cover other costs. And so we need to make sure that the social safety net is shored up over the last year, budget cuts reduced the number of housing choice vouchers. So vouchers that very low income families can get to you know, make sure they're not spending more than 30% of their income each month on housing.
Right.
Cuts to that program, you know, it meant that 120,000 less families were able to get access to those vouchers, and it means that public housing authorities across the country are freezing their waiting lists. So we need to get those back up and running. We also need to make sure that the National Housing Trust Fund, which was something that it was a bipartisan, you know, it was a bipartisan policy passed in 2008, designed to make sure that money is going from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into to financing affordable rentals for low-income people.
Right.
Hasn't been funded yet. You know, we can put billions of dollars into that and help make sure there's enough affordable rental available for folks.
Well,
and then on the home ownership side, you know, first, there are 2 million families that are at risk of losing their homes, and I think we need to make sure that those families are getting access to loan modifications. The Obama administration did extend the HAMP program, the Home Affordable Modification Program, until the end of 2015. So struggling homeowners should look into that. And we also believe that the Federal Housing Finance Agency should be promoting principal reduction, allowing families that have found themselves underwater on their mortgage to be able to access some principal forgiveness, make the monthly payments more affordable. Congressional Budget Office estimates that would save the federal government $2.8 billion, and it would also save hundreds of thousands of homeowners and help them keep their home.
Amen.
So
and amen.
Some of the defensive things that we need to do. And then, you know, Congress is trying to figure out what to do going forward with our housing finance system. And, you know, how is it, what are we going to do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? How, you know, they're trying to figure out what, going forward in the coming decades, what the process will look like for buying a mortgage, for getting a mortgage. And as they're making those decisions, we need to make sure that families are front and center, and that, you know, home ownership is still within reach for creditworthy borrowers, that it doesn't become something that's just accessible if you can, you know, pay for it in all cash.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. You are a superstar guest, and of course we invite you to come back again and keep thinking, right?
Thanks, Alan. It would be great to join you all again.
You bet. For additional information about the Center for American Progress, you can visit their website at www.americanprogress.org. All right. When we return, some real stories from real REACH clients. Then our spotlight home of the week could be the home you're looking for. So stay with us, because the bird of paradise is using a GPS to locate your nose nozzle, and it just might fly right up in there. Here we go.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
You're listening to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working just as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This home is located just in the southwest portion of California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This property is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage. Folks, this home has been totally redone, right down to the studs. Everything is new. The floors, the walls, the paint, along with a new refrigerator, microwave, range, and dishwasher. It's in a great location, and it's ready to move into. It's a beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage, and it can be yours with very little down. And with the right down payment, financing is available. So if you're burdened down with student loans and you've got a family that's growing, this would be the perfect property for you. Again, it's a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage, and it's been totally redone from top to bottom. Everything's brand new, and it's ready for you to move into. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And you know how to call them, 561-351-8000. She's standing by the phone right now, and you can make that house your home. All right, now it's time to hear from some real Reach clients sharing their own personal stories about their experience with Reach. Steve, what do you have this week?
I have a letter here from Palm Springs, Florida, which landed in the Reach inbox, and it says, "Thank you very much for your help in redoing our loan. We were given a fresh start with a new home modification mortgage repayment plan, and the new mortgage plan lowered our monthly payment amount, and our delinquent payments were then rolled over to the end of our original mortgage balance. So thanks to you, we have a home, and we are out of debt. We thank you for your passion, your commitment, and your dedication to positively resolving our mortgage repayment dilemma." Another one came from the Boca Raton area. This is my loan modification story. It says, "I was going through a very bad time with my mortgage payments, and I decided to call a lawyer. It's the same lawyer that had taken care of a previous case for me. Turned out that for the first 6 months, he didn't make any effort at all toward my case and would not even respond to my phone calls or my emails. Then I learned about Reach. I will never forget that thanks to the efforts of the Reach dedicated Reach staff, we will not be homeless. The person we worked with was very professional, friendly, informative, and was able to solve our case in a very timely manner. Thank you for being the light at the end of the tunnel. I will never forget everything you have done for me and my family."
Great stories. All right, when we return, important news about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. Classes are filling up fast, so stay with us, because in 2 days from now, tomorrow will be yesterday. And I'm off on yesterdays. This is the last time I checked. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reminding you about our first-time home buyers workshop. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this March 23rd. You know, February's workshop was full. We had to move many of the applicants to the March workshop, so you might want to call and secure a place. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. You know, Reach is a HUD-approved housing counseling agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. You know, we say this all the time because it's true. HUD considers a first-time homebuyer someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years. So there's really no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time Home Buyers Workshop. That's Sunday, March 23rd, starting at 1, wrapping up at 7. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-73224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And, of course, all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All right, joining us on the phone right now is the CEO, CFO, and GTO of Reach. Executive Director Pat Tracy joins us. Pat, what's up?
What's up, Alan? You have a good show going today. I've enjoyed hearing Simone and, of course, the other lady
Sarah.
That spoke, Mrs. Adelman, was excellent. So it's been very, very good.
It's been sort of like our Washington, D.C. show.
I love it. Now let's come back to Florida, which has its own significant problems, as we all know, good things and bad things. We have wonderful sunshine, beautiful beaches, but we also have a great problem. A Florida voting rights activist will testify before the United Nations Commission on Civil Rights in Geneva this coming week to criticize the state's policy that bars felons who have completed their prison sentences from voting
right.
until they undergo a lengthy process. So it further comes home, Alan, when we think that in the whole nation there are 5.8 million that cannot vote, and Florida holds 1.5 million of those people.
Wow.
And it comes down, I mean, it's a gigantic problem when you look at those numbers. It comes down to one in every five black individuals, African-American individuals in the state of Florida cannot vote.
And that's because they were a felon, right?
Well, they were a felon, but some of them are very nonviolent, minor crimes, maybe a drug arrest.
Right.
All of that goes into being a felon in the state of Florida and not allowing you to vote. And Governor Scott has made it even harder. Under the previous governor, before Scott, they were making inroads into letting more people vote. Scott has toughened that up. His administration has made it much more difficult. And not only that, after you've served your time, you've done whatever you had to do, you have to wait 5 years to apply if you had a nonviolent crime, and then it has to be heard by a clemency board. So you've got to wait, and then you 5 years, then you've got to apply, and then you've got to get in line.
Right, and then now, even more paperwork.
Yes, and if you had a violent crime, that's 7 years. So the thing is that very many of the one in five that cannot vote would vote for a most likely a Democratic ticket.
Right.
So in making it more difficult, in a sense, you're cutting out votes. Now, we don't know how anyone would vote, and we'd like to have everyone vote, but this policy that's made it more and more difficult for people to vote in the state of Florida is drawing international attention.
Wow.
Because it's being brought up. I know Attorney General Eric Holder spoke. Oops, I guess I'm running out of time, but I think those are numbers to think about, 1.5 million to 5.8 nationwide.
That's
okay?
It. Well, I'd call Governor Scott and give him a piece of my own mind is what you need to do there, right? So listen,
you
Pat,
got it.
Thanks for calling in. That's all the time left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests for calling in. They were great as usual. And again, the show archives for Reach Radio is reachradioshow.com. www, that is. And that's where we store all the good stuff. So we'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.